So today is the first Sunday of Advent, as we mentioned. This is a season of waiting, of expectation, when we look forward to the birth of Jesus celebrated during Christmas. But it isn't really about something that happened 2,000 years ago. Advent, I think, is intended to remind us that the Christ is still being born into the world today. That God's embodied love is always arriving in our lives, often unexpected and sudden. This is a season to anticipate and prepare for the coming of God's love and light into our world, right here and right now. And with awe and wonder, we anticipate what changes that might create, how the infusion of God's love once again through our very own lives might transform the world around us. The prophet Isaiah envisions a time of great peace, that when we find ourselves in God's presence, we'll be inspired to turn our weapons into farming implements, tools of destruction into tools of growth. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus acknowledges that great change can be sudden and disruptive, even if it's change for the better. Now, God doesn't just go around and, abracadabra, and the world is perfect. Transformation from the old and familiar to the new and exciting can be scary and uncertain and surprising. But while it may be disturbing, the talk of disasters and calamities aren't really meant to scare people. They aren't a literal prediction of future events. Despite how some people might interpret Jesus' words in Matthew, I don't believe they're evidence for rapture to a perfect heaven or a warning of reward and punishment. Like the vision of Isaiah, which was given to a people living in dark times who were threatened with invasion by the Assyrians, Jesus' words are intended to give hope to those who are already frightened. They are intended to keep hope alive even when the darkest days remain to be seen. They remind people living in oppression and chaos that God has not abandoned them, but when life is darkest, when we least expect it, God will be there. These are words of hope and a promise for a better future in this world. Now, mention of the great flood from the story of Noah would seem to me to imply that God is not going to come and whisk people away, whisk the righteous away to some place of great riches, as we imagine, or some people might imagine in a rapture. Noah and his family don't get whisked away, they are the ones left. So I think if we want to make an analogy here, then the ones left are the righteous who are tasked with creating a better world, building the kingdom of God. When we talk of Advent and the coming of Jesus, it's tempting to think we're waiting for God to come and rescue us from our troubles. But Jesus doesn't tell us to just sit and wait. We're told to be active, to get prepared, to get ready. Jesus' ministry was to build a more peaceful and just world. And that work is not yet finished. Our Advent anticipation of this world is an active waiting that requires action and it requires doing. And I think it begins with a simple instruction in today's scripture to be vigilant, to keep awake. Jesus warns us not to miss the unexpectedness of God, the suddenness of love, a love that shows up when it seems least likely. Even more so, God is not coming again once in the distant future, but I think Jesus is telling us pay attention so we don't miss the healing and the transforming love of God that is always arriving and always here with us. Part of the waiting of Advent is noticing where God is at work right now. And we can look around us and take some time to notice things that we haven't noticed before. We can look and ask, where do we see God in this church, in our home, in the street, in nature? We can look into our neighbor's eyes and ask, do we see God there? Because the divine is in each and every one of us, waiting for us to wake up and realize it. Jesus asks us to live in that truth, to live in the truth of God's presence. By doing the work of the kingdom, the work of love, the work of peace and justice. Waking up to the presence of God is not only is to not only see the world, but to also see what the world can be, as Isaiah does when he proclaims an end to war, and then to start preparing for, to start creating that world. The command to be vigilant is really, I think, a twofold command. It demands that we notice God's presence in the world, and it also, I think, demands that we notice the injustice in the world. Jesus' apocalyptic talk is a warning against complacency and a warning not to get too comfortable with injustice and evil. The kingdom of God is at hand, and those who have grown comfortable with violence and oppression are at odds with what God is trying to accomplish. If we're okay with violence, with war, with racism, with homophobia and sexism, if we're okay with mistreating immigrants and trans people, if we're okay with destroying the earth for temporary profits, then we're working not for God's kingdom, but against it. And if that's the case, maybe Jesus is trying to make us uneasy with how comfortable we've grown, how numb we've become to the injustice in the world around us. And so Jesus tells us to wake up, to be vigilant. Don't be complacent and don't get comfortable with the status quo. For the kingdom of God is intended to turn the world upside down, to overturn injustice and create peace. To be ready, to prepare for the coming of God's kingdom, is to do the work of that kingdom, to continue to do what Jesus teaches us to do, to heal the sick, to care for those in need, to love the marginalized. In other words, in addition to noticing how God shows up in our lives on a daily basis, we can prepare for the kingdom with some little random acts of love, being the arms and voice of God. Maybe a kind word, a smile, a hug, or maybe some big acts of love, like volunteering with an organization that is trying to heal the world, or participating in efforts that pursue peace and justice. An Advent vision of the church is a vision of the kingdom that is here, but not yet complete. A vision of the church at work in the not yet places of the world, where justice and equality have not yet been found, places where hunger and thirst have not yet been alleviated, where school children die of senseless violence, places where the planet is not yet being treated with respect. Those are the places that we are called to go. And by asking us to be vigilant, Jesus calls us to be co-creators with God in building the kingdom, that God's work will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus calls us, in the words of Isaiah, to walk in the light of God. Be vigilant. Wake up and stay awake. For the light and love of God is always coming, bringing transformation and hope into our lives. May we take the time to notice, letting the love of God transform us so that we might transform the world, so that we might carry the hope of a better, more peaceful, and just world, lived in the love of God everywhere and to everyone we encounter. Amen.